in.
Pass interference. Defense.
Complete. But a flag is drawn. It's going to be on number 24 defense. Automatic. First down.
Welcome to the Pass Interference Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Bud, Cade, say what's up.
Yo, what's up, guys?
And then usually we're gonna have three of us on here. Our buddy Mark will be on here usually, but he's down over in Mexico doing I don't know what he's doing over there, but we're just gonna leave that there. So he'll be back on the next episode most likely. This episode is gonna be we're gonna be doing our season predictions. You know. How we get the playoffs set up, our division winners, and we're going to do our Thursday night football prediction, Ravens Chiefs also, and award winners for the season also. So we're going to kick it off here with the AFC North. Cade, who you got winning the AFC North?
AFC North. All right, I got the Ravens taking it. I think they squeeze it out. And the Bengals come close second. And then a hot take, I got the Steelers third. I got them doing pretty decent. And then the Browns fourth.
I can't get behind the Browns. Do you have like a... What record do you think the Browns would be?
I think the Browns are going to be like a 6-10.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure it's been 6-11, kind of.
That's just wild to me, because for me, I think the Browns, like, on paper, have, like, a top five roster in the league. And I know Deshaun Watson is nowhere near what he used to be. You know, Watson used to be my favorite player to watch when he was on the Texans before all the, before all that stuff happened, all the happy ending stuff happened. So then, he's I know he's not what he used to be on the Browns, but I think he can still be an average quarterback in the league. And if you look at the Browns from last season, they went 11-6 with Watson played first half of the year, and he sucked last year when he played. And the next half, they got DTR, Joe Flacco, and PJ Walker. That was the starting quarterbacks they put out there. Now, Flacco was decent when he played, but he was, you know, at best an average quarterback. So, to me, they had that quarterback play last year, and they still went 11-6. I see no reason they can't repeat that season. And if Watson improves this year and is, you know, a little bit better than average, I see them going as high as 13 wins. I'm pretty high on them this year.
That's fair. I know a lot of people think the Browns are going to be good this year. So, I mean, I'm probably going to look stupid in the end, but I just don't see it happening this year. And you're forgetting about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's back, baby.
All right. Let's calm down here. That dude is washed. I understand the Steelers, you know, they're always above 500. But for one, this is a whole other discussion, but I think that's the most, like, it's cool and all that Mike Tomlin has never coached the Steelers under 500, but that's the most overrated thing, like, ever to me. Because, yeah, cool, you want, like, 8-8 some seasons, and what did they go, 9-8 last year? That's cool.
Yeah.
But, like, they've been stuck in purgatory forever now, and that's the worst place to be in the NFL.
Yeah, it's become one of those technical ESPN stats where it's like, yeah, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season, but it's like, if he only wins one game over 500, it's like,
right,
how good did he really do?
Yeah,
but I mean, in
those seasons, he either misses the playoffs by a little bit, or he makes the playoffs and gets absolutely blown out in the wild card round. So to me,
yeah,
that's like...
My point is, someone's got to come last, and a lot of people are going to say the Steelers. I'm trying to take a little different route, and we'll see where it goes. I think the Browns are good, but I don't think they have what it takes.
No, I like, you know, hot takes are good, And, you know, that's a fun hot take. We'll see what happens in the end. I'm with the consensus. I got the Steelers last in the division. I got them going 7-10. They're still going to be – they've got a decent team, but AFC is stacked. Their division is the best in the league, I think. So I got them going 7-10. I got the Bengals leading the division at 12-5. I got the Browns in second at 11-6. And I got the Ravens with a little bit of a fall off this year, going 10-7. Still a really good team, but I think Mike McDaniel losing their defensive coordinator is actually going to be a pretty decent loss. And I just don't think Lamar is going to have as good of a season as he did last year. He'll still be great, but I don't think he'll be an MVP caliber type player this season. So like, I'm going 10-7. Still a playoff team to me, but a little bit of a
I like those rankings. I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and move on to the AFC West, which is still going to be a pretty lopsided division to me. I got the Chiefs leading it at 12-5. I don't see anybody contesting them. I got the Chargers at 7-10. I think they could actually surprise people and be pretty decent this year. I don't have them being anywhere crazy, but you know, 7-10 I think is definitely achievable for them. And then I got the Broncos over 5-12. They just don't have a good roster to me. And then the Raiders, I got them at 3-14. I think they're going to have the first overall pick in the draft. So it's a pretty bad division outside of the Chiefs to me.
Yeah, I feel like it's obviously going to be Chiefs. I feel like Chiefs, Chargers, pretty much top two. You can't really put the Raiders or Broncos at second, I don't think. But I do have the Raiders third. I think they're barely going to do better than the Broncos. I think the Broncos are due for another bad season.
Yeah. So, I'm not also not a big believer in Bo Nix. So, especially as a rookie, I don't see him really pulling through.
Yeah. Preseason was nice, but I mean,
yeah, he looked.
You can only see so much.
But, you know, that happens a lot where there'll be. I mean, Kenny Pickett looked good in the preseason last year. I mean, he didn't really look good, but he looked a lot better than he looked in the regular season. So you can't be fooled by the preseason too much. But yeah, Broncos, I got a 5-12. Moving on to the AFC East. This is a controversial division to me. So what you got this division shaping out as?
Oh, man, I can't wait for this one. I got Mark's Dolphins taking it. I think they got all the hype, and I think they're still hungry is what's crazy. I think they still got that, like, chip on their shoulder where it's like, okay, everybody's, like, looking at us like we got all the hype, but we need to go somewhere. I feel like they really want that game versus Mahomes in a playoffs kind of atmosphere. And I think they're going to get it this year. I think this is their year where they go really far. And I got the Bills second because, you know, it's going to be a pretty tough competition for that top spot. Jets, I got them going third. I don't see this Aaron Rodgers hype. I think Unk is pretty much past his prime. I mean, he's good. He's good. Don't get me wrong. It's Aaron Rodgers. But I don't think he's got it in him to go for a playoff run. I got to see it at this point. It's been so long and with the injury and everything. But, you know, solid team all around. And then Patriots last. This division is actually not that bad whatsoever. I think this is actually one of the better divisions. And we could see, like, a surprisingly competitive, you know, bottom three.
No,
so
it's a very good division. I could see the top three teams in the division all going anywhere from, like, 8-9. To 13-4. Like, I think there's a very wide outcomes for all of the top three teams in the division. The Patriots are obviously the worst team in the division. Got a rookie head coach, pretty bad roster on paper. But I think they're going to squeak out some wins and actually get a few surprise wins. Like, I'm going 5-12. I'm just a huge believer in Drake May. So Jacoby Brissett will start the season out of starting quarterback, but I think once Drake May comes in, I think he's going to show some flashes. He'll have rookie struggles, especially with his play style, but I think Drake May is going to have some really huge spike weeks that shows his promise for the future, and that'll win him some games. I got him going 5-12. Still one of the worst teams in the league, but I think they'll show some flashes for the future. I got the, who do I have, the Bills or Jets taking this?
Oh, that's crazy. Shots fired.
Yeah, so I got the Bills taking the division at 10-7. And then I got the Jets at second in the division at 10-7. Two 10-7 teams. I had the Bills at a lot better of a record not too long ago. I had them at 11-6 or 12-5. That's where I would have had them. But they lost Matt Milano, so that's a huge loss to me. I think it's going to be a lot bigger of a loss than people think. And then, I have the Bills at 11-6 winning the division and the Jets at 10-7. But, so Bills are still going to be a great team because I just think Josh Allen is a unicorn. You know, I think he's going to be able to win some games for them himself. He'll lose some games for himself too, just because that's the type of quarterback he is. But I do think he's the second best quarterback in the league behind Patrick Mahomes. So I think he'll carry them to about a 10-7, 11-6 record. I got the Jets at 10-7. I think they're a really good team. I think they have the best defense in the league. I think Aaron Rodgers isn't what he used to be, but I still think he's going to be a top 15-ish quarterback. And, you know, when you look at the quarterback play that they've had the past couple of years, that's 100 times better. They haven't had a starting worthy quarterback in forever now. And then you look at Garrett Wilson, I think, is a top five talent in the league when you can look at receiver. I think Breece Hall is a top three talent at running back in the league. So I think they've got the pieces to really be a 12 or 13 win team, but I got them at 10-7 here. My biggest issue is I've seen some reports about the team chemistry not being there, about Aaron Rodgers not being a team player. So we'll see if those reports are actually true or not. But yeah, I got them at 10-7, still making the playoffs. And then the most controversial take, I think, of my record predictions is I have the Dolphins at 10-7. I mean, at 9-8, and I have them missing the playoffs. I just think they're an overrated team. I think Mike McDaniel is an overrated coach. He's a great play designer, especially he's really one of the pioneers of the, you know, motion style offense. But I think he's a horrible play caller. And I think that's going to push him back even more this year. And then Tua is so overrated to me. I think he's an average quarterback in the league, but I don't think he's much better than that. I think he's top 15 about.
Yeah.
He's not top 10 like some people think. And I think Tua and Mike McDaniel's play calling is going to hold this team back. Also, they lost a lot of pieces on defense, so I think that'll show too.
Yeah, Tua's certainly on his last good graces with me. I try to be, like, you know, calm with him, but I'm not seeing enough progression out of him. I think you know, the wheels are starting to fall off in some senses, but I also agree with you about Mike McDaniel too. I kind of see him as like a Shanahan protege, but he hasn't really kind of reached the levels of Shanahan,
right?
So I see where you're coming from for sure. It would be crazy to me if that happened. Like, it would be so bad. Like, it would actually be embarrassing.
Like, again, I think Mike McDaniel is a really good play designer, but I think they've got to find somebody else to make play calls for this team. Because I think it actually really holds them back. But,
That's a fair assessment.
It's a really good division, and there's a lot of different outcomes that can come from this division. I could see if you have the Dolphins all the way up at like 12 wins, but I just don't see it happening. I think they're pretty overrated going into this season.
Gotcha.
We'll move on to the AFC South. what do you think is going to happen there?
AFC South. All right. Taking it from the top. Everybody knows the Texans are winning this. I have the Jaguars going second because I think they're going to edge it out over the Colts. I think the Colts are a good team, but they're still trying to find their pace. And we got to see Anthony Richardson for a full season. But I like what the Colts are doing. More long term, I think they're going to be one of the better teams in the division. But the Jaguars will be second this year. And then I got the Titans last. I think the Titans are not a bad team, but they have a lot of stuff to figure out. I just don't see them having anywhere like near a solid season. They're going to be pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm also on the Texans train. I think they definitely won this division. I'm going 11-6. I'm a huge CJ Stroud fan. I think D'Amico Ryans should have won Coach of the Year last year. But I'm fine with Kevin Stefanski. Was also a great pick for Coach of the Year last year. But yeah, I'm huge on Stroud. I think this team is one of the best teams for the next 10 years. So I got them winning the division at 11-6. I'm really on the Colts too. I got them going 10-7 and play second in the division. I got them just missing out of the playoffs. I think they definitely could make the playoffs. I'm huge on AR-15. I've been huge on him since he was in college. I could definitely see him falling on his face and not working out, but I think he's going to work out. I think he's got all the intangibles to work out. He's got good weapons around him. Defense is solid. So I got him going 10-7. I just really, with the Colts, it's either you believe in AR-15 or you don't believe in AR-15. And I believe in AR-15. So I think they're a playoff caliber team. I can definitely see them making them. I got them going 10-7. I got the Jags going 9-8. I think they're a good team, and I've always been a Trevor Lawrence believer. I was last year, and it's kind of biting me in the butt, but I think he can still be good. He's shown flashes of being great, so we'll see if he can, you know, take somewhat of a leap next year. But he's got to show some more promise if he wants to. If he wants to be, you know, in that top 10 conversation. But I got the Jaguars going 9-8. They could be better if T-Law does take that step, but 9-8 is about where I think they should be. And then Titans, I got them going 5-12. I think they've got actually a little bit better of a team than some people think, but I just don't believe in Will Levis as a starting NFL quarterback, to be honest. So he's a fun player, but I think he's going to hold him back, and they're going to go 5-12.
You know what's crazy? Besides the AFC West, the other three divisions have a very, like, difficult to predict top three. Like, it's all very competitive. I don't know if it's just because it's before the season, so we don't really have the hindsight. But this year looks pretty good.
Yeah. As I said before, the AFC is so stacked. Like, it's kind of crazy how many teams I think can make the playoffs. I think there's, you know, you got probably 10 teams who have a real shot to make the playoffs. Like, you know, Bengals, Texans, Chiefs.
Speaking of, should we just transition into the AFC playoff portion?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that. So we know your division winners. What are the order of those division winners, though? And playoff order.
I got Texans number one in the league, top seed, and then I got the Chiefs close second, Dolphins third, which is gonna set our predictions are really gonna vary over here because I got Dolphins third and Ravens fourth, and then in the wild card I got Bills, Bengals, and Jaguars.
Bills, Bengals. Oh, so you got the Jags in there. So for my playoffs, I got the first seed. I've got the Bengals at 12-5. Second seed, I got the Chiefs at 12-5. Third seed, I've got the Bills at 11-6. Fourth seed, I've got the Texans at 11-6. And then in the wild card, I got the Browns at 11-6. And the fifth seed, the Jets in the 6th seed at 10-7, and the Ravens at 10-7 in the 7th seed.
So that sounds pretty solid.
Yeah, I've got the Dolphins and the Colts just missing out, and the Jaguars just missing out too.
Yeah.
As I said, there's 10 teams I can see making the playoffs. So there's a lot of possible turnover in the AFC.
No matter what, you're going to have that like outlier in the wild card.
Yeah. I think there's going to be, you know, this last 2 or 3 weeks of the season is going to determine like all the wild card spots probably.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and move on to the NFC now. We started with the AFC North, so we'll start with the NFC North. Who you got winning that division?
I got Jordan Love and the Packers taking it. Yeah, I think he's due for a big season. Everybody's looking for it. Then I got the Lions second. I think the Lions are a good team. I just think the Packers got it this year, and they're going to be kind of switching out every so often. Bears third. I got the Bears doing a little better than the Vikings. I'm worried about the Vikings quarterback situation. Can't really, you know, I can't call it. I don't know how, you know, I don't know how Jefferson's going to, I mean, he's going to be him. Jefferson's Jefferson, but I just can't tell their quarterback situation. It has me kind of worried. Bears third, Vikings last.
Yeah, I've got the same order as you. Packers, I think, are going to be one of the best teams in the league. I got them in 12-5. Lions, I still got them as a playoff team, but I've got them going 10-7. I think it's going to be a slight drop-off to last year. Still going to be a great team, but I think teams are going to kind of figure them out a little bit. I think Dan Campbell is a little bit overrated as a coach, but still a great team. Bears, I got going 7-10. I think they're probably – They might be like a top 10 team on paper, and I think Caleb Williams is going to be great, but he's going to have rookie struggles. So I think 7-10 is pretty realistic for them. I think that's about where they'll go. And then Vikings, I got in last place as well, 5-12. I think Darnold's going to do a little bit better than people think he will, but at the end of the day, he's not a starting caliber quarterback. And, you know, Justin Jefferson will still get his. He's the best receiver in the league. But and the defense has improved, I think, from last year. But, I don't see them getting more than 7 wins. So they'll be the bottom feeder of this division.
Yep, I think we can agree on that one.
And then NFC South, I got the Falcons taking that one. I think they're going to be really, really good this year. I got them going 12-5. So I'm really high on them. I think Kirk Cousins, even coming off that Achilles tear at 35 years old, you know, he might not be as good as he was looking last year, but he was looking like maybe a top 5 quarterback before he got hurt last year. So I think he's going to help him out a big way. He's going to actually unlock Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And you got Raheem Morris and Zach Taylor coming from the Rams. So I think that's going to help out their offensive system a lot better than Arthur Smith, who is using, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson in the on the goal line over Bijan Robinson in some scenarios.
And yeah, please don't bring up the FedEx employee.
It's ridiculous. I mean, Arthur Smith, don't even get me started on him. But you got some huge addition on defense, too. I think Matt Judon, you know, it helps them, but it's not as big of an addition. But Justin Simmons, Jesse Bates. I mean, their safety duo now is maybe the best in the league. So I think you've got a much improved defense. I would have won.
I like that.
They should have drafted like Laiatu, 8th overall, who I think was the best defender in the draft. But instead of taking Michael Penix, which was, I mean, that's just stupid. But so
their defense, yeah, the jury's still out on that.
It doesn't make sense, but still, I got them going 12-5, and I got Bucks. They're going to be a pretty mid team. I got them going 8-9. Panthers, I think, are going to be better than people think they're going to be. I got them going 7-10. They're much improved from last year. I think Bryce Young takes a step forward. He's starting to be great, but I think he can be, you know, an average quarterback So I got him going 7-10. Then Saints are, in my opinion, not a good team at all. Dennis Allen is the worst coach in the league. I think he's fired midseason. I got him going 7-10. I just don't see him. I mean, I don't got him going. I got him going 4-13. I'm sorry. I think they're going to be really bad this season. I think Dennis Allen gets fired midseason.
Hot take. No, I actually think that's very realistic.
Yeah, I'm just down on the Colts, on the Saints this year.
Yeah, I get that. Honestly, getting into my rankings, I'm going to go backwards. I got the Panthers last. Like, so that's going to be pretty different already. I think the Panthers are pretty good, but I think they're still, like, looking for their identity as a team. And I don't know who really is going to be the guy for them. Like, are we still looking at Adam Thielen? Like, who's going to be the guy?
Honestly, I think Thielen goes. I think Thielen's still going to be their second target, just because I think Xavier Leggett sucks. Like, I think that was a horrible pick by them. But I mean, they traded for Deontay Johnson, who isn't. I don't think he's a top 20 receiver or anything like that. But he definitely, I think, has the ability to be a wide receiver one in the NFL. And so I think he's going to actually help Bryce Young quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm not so high on Deontay. I've been avoiding him in all my fantasy drafts, to be honest.
Really?
I don't see him doing very well this season. I actually wouldn't be surprised if Adam Thielen does better.
That would be crazy.
I think that's going to be an indicator of how bad the team's doing, because Adam Thielen will do better than Deontay Johnson.
That would be wild, because Adam Thielen is, like, a horrible
old separator. I know.
Like, even worse than he's never been a good separator, but he's even worse as a separator now.
Hey, fantasy advice, I would take Adam Thielen late over Deontay Johnson. You always go with the foundational white boys. They never do you wrong. No, but Buccaneers third, I got him... I don't like Baker Mayfield whatsoever. He's okay, but I think he's due for a bad season, and they're due for a little wake-up call that, you know, this isn't really the way forward. I think they got to look for their future at quarterback. Got the Saints at second. I don't think they're going to do that bad. I like their talent. Coaching is up in the air. I don't know how that's going to turn out, but the talent's there. I love Olave. I think Kamara's still not bad, and they picked up some other running back pieces. They're really not that bad to me. I think they're going to be a second-place team. Falcons, I definitely can agree with you. Number one, I got to see it this year. This has to be the year. Like, we've been waiting for that, like, breakout, because they have so many weapons. It doesn't make any sense at this point.
It's such a good team on paper. It's just been the quarterback situation. But I mean,
yeah,
they got Kirk, who I think is a top 10 quarterback in the league. So
yeah, Rattler was atrocious. That was I hated watching him. A Ritter, tripping.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, he just got cut by the Cardinals.
That's wild, dude. Yeah, Arthur Smith was tripping. That's probably why they got Penix, because they were probably they were like, nah, we don't want to risk it in the future.
I guess, but I think Penix was pretty overrated as a prospect too. So that was just a mind-boggling.
Yeah, I would have stuck with Kirk personally, like, for at least another 2 years, and I think they could have found a quarterback within those 2 years.
I'm sure it pissed off Kirk too, I'm sure, because he just signed a big deal with them and they're already drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
Like,
alrighty.
If it was like a late first round pick, I would understand it, but with the top 10 pick, you can't do that.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. See, that's the thing. They still have that kind of Falcons in them where you can't really trust them all the way.
Yeah, like, the front office has done a good job with the roster, but yeah, they still got that tendency to make a retarded choice out of nowhere.
For sure. All right, moving on to the NFC West. I think the Niners take this one. Pretty obvious. But I think it's going to be close, obviously, with the Rams. Cardinals third. Cardinals are a pretty decent team. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to give them that life back, motivate Kyler to be on the field again, you know. And Seahawks last. I like the Seahawks, but I don't think they have what it takes this year. I think I don't think enough people are talking about them, so it makes me think that they could have like a good run, but I don't know. They just seem very mid to me. So
I think Seahawks are like genuinely, when you talk about mid teams in the NFL, I think they are the most mid team in the NFL. Like,
yeah,
they've got a decent roster, but I don't think it's good enough to make the playoffs. It's not going to be bad enough to have a top pick in the draft. But I think they're in a horrible situation because purgatory is the worst spot to be in the NFL. And
yeah,
Geno Smith, it's cool. He's had his little resurgence here, but I think the fairy tale has got to end. He's not going to get you to the Super Bowl or a conference championship. Or I think the best he can get you is a wild card spot. So I think it's cool that they're giving Geno Smith this chance, but I think they've got to look at their roster and say, okay, it's not going to work out, because their defense is decent now. Their secondary is pretty good. Their safeties need some help. They need a lot of help on the D-line. Their offensive line is better, but they definitely need some help on their interior. They've got a good, a decent team. They've got a mid team, but it's not bad. It's not good. So I agree with you. I got them going last in the division at 7-10.
Based.
And then I've got I think Cardinals are going to show some promise this year. I got them going 8-9. I think their offense is going to be really strong. I mean, Kyler Murray's a midget. He's talented. I don't know if he can win you a Super Bowl. But I think he's talented. Marvin Harrison Jr., I think, is the best receiver prospect since Calvin Johnson, probably. He's not going to be, like, top five his rookie year or anything, but he's gonna be elite. Trey McBride, I think, is going to show that he's one of the best tight ends in the league. So the offense is going to be good, and I think James Conner is going to be good again. But the defense is pretty bad. So I think the defense is going to lose them a lot of games. But I still got them going 8-9, showing some promise. I got the Niners and Rams both at 12-5. And the way it just worked out is I have the Rams winning the division at 12-5. I'm high on both of these teams. The Niners are the Niners. They're great. And I think the Rams take a step up from last year. They lost Aaron Donald, but they have a lot of young players on their defense. So I think just continue to improve. Cooper Kupp is back and 100% healthy. So I think they've got arguably the best receiver duo in the league with Cooper Kupp and Puka. Their season rests on Matthew Stafford staying healthy. If Matthew Stafford stays healthy, I think 12-5 is very realistic for them. If he doesn't, they're going to be a horrible team. So it all rests on Matthew Stafford's health.
Yeah. So do you think the Rams end up with a better division record?
No, I mean, I did this playoff predictor website, and I got them both the division record of 4-2. I'm not sure how it turned out.
Yeah, it just goes to the next tiebreaker, I think.
Yeah, so it went to a tiebreaker. I'm not exactly sure what the tiebreaker was. The website is super laggy, so I can't get to there.
For sure. No, I could see that. I could see them being even in division record, or the Rams slightly edging one, because those are especially the NFC West division matchups tend to be pretty up in the air, even with how good the teams are.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I could see that. I could see the
exact division.
Yep. And finally, the best division in the league, some would say.
Yeah. Our division right here.
NFC East. Alrighty. Full bias. I got the Cowboys taking it.
it's because Zeke is back, obviously.
Yes. The running back one is back in town. I got the Eagles in a close second. I think it's going to be a very competitive division, as always. Got your Commanders at third. I like what I'm seeing out of you guys. Mm-hmm. And simply put, I think it doesn't get much worse than Daniel Jones. So I already like you guys a third.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Jones.
The only thing Daniel Jones is good at is for beating us, is for beating Washington. That's the only thing he can do. I don't know why he owns us, but he does. I agree with you. I do have the Eagles taking the division at 11-6, but I got y'all at 10-7. So I think it's going to be a pretty tight race between you and the Eagles again. It's true. There's never going to be a repeat winner in the NFC East, bro. You think so? It hasn't happened since what, like
a long time.
It'll happen eventually, but I think the Eagles will take it at 11-6. So
that's actually, yeah, you're right. Dang, we would be the first in like a long time. I don't think that's possible.
I think it might just be like it's never gonna happen again. Obviously, it'll happen eventually, but I got the Eagles taking it. Y'all at 10-7. Y'all will be a wild card team, I think, though. I got my boys in Washington. I got them at 7-10, third in the division. I'll talk about them for a second here, just because they're my team. Terry McLaurin, my goat. You know, I love him to death. I just had to get that out of the way first. Jaden Daniels. I wanted Drake May in the draft process, and I still wish we took Drake May, but at the same time, Jaden Daniels is really growing on me. From training camp to preseason, everything his teammates are saying about him, everything Dan Quinn is saying about him, he's really starting to grow on me. He showed a lot of progression to me. I still think there's going to be some rookie struggles. He's got to learn to slide. That's his biggest thing. Is he's got to like chill out and taking big hits, because he's a twig. I don't think his true playing weight is at 210 pounds. I think he's more around like 200-ish pounds. So he's very small for a 6'4" quarterback. So he's gonna get like hit sick one day and just die. I can't have him turn into the next RG3, you know. But
yeah,
no, I like what I see through him. It looks like he's going through his progressions a lot better. It was a very vanilla offense in the preseason. I think it's going to be a lot more of a complex offense in the actual regular season. But I think he's going to show a lot of flashes. Again, a lot of rookie struggles, but he'll have a decent rookie year, and I think this team will just improve a lot this year. Not like exactly much record wise. I think we'll be 7-10, but just from a team building perspective, I think we'll show a lot of improvements and show that next year we can actually be a playoff team. I don't think we can this year, but next year I think it's attainable. And then the Giants, 4-13, they suck.
Also, keep in mind, new guy in town in Washington, Noah Brown.
Just a little fun fact here. We actually already recorded this episode when the Noah Brown news dropped. It was breaking news on the episode, and then I realized the audio on OBS was muted, so that episode got chopped. But yeah, so Noah Brown, like, genuinely, it's kind of funny to say like, oh, that's a big addition. He actually is for us. I think he's gonna step in and be our wide receiver two on the team. So, and
I like that. I like that for you guys.
I generally do. Like, he's a good player. He is. I don't know why the Texans cut him. I get their receiver room is stacked, but he should have been their wide receiver four, first guy, and when you have an injury. So, I mean, after losing Dotson, I think Dotson sucked last year. So he still had potential from his rookie year, but I don't think it's as big of a loss as some people are saying it is. I think Noah Brown fills in that wide receiver two spot nicely. It's obviously not ideal, but I think he'll be a decent player for us.
It's not a bad spot. I've always liked Curtis Samuel at that spot. I think he was so underrated, and his production was pretty decent all around. So I think if he takes the receiver too, he's going to be a pretty good piece for you guys.
Yeah. So, and then again, Giants, other Giants, Daniel Jones, he'll beat us, and that's about it. So they'll get their two wins from us, and then the other two will go to some other bottom feeders. So, so yeah, they'll be competing for the number one overall pick. They'll probably be Schroeder Sanders' next landing spot, maybe something like that. Carson Beck, maybe.
Interesting.
So we'll go ahead and do our actual like playoff predictions now. Who you got in your Super Bowl matchup?
Got the 49. Oh wait, Super Bowl matchup.
Oh, we can go. Like, do you have like your whole wild card mapped out and everything too?
No, just I'm gonna just say my playoff seeding.
Oh yeah, do that, yeah, and then say your play Super Bowl matchup, yeah.
But I got the Niners number one, Cowboys number two, Packers number three, Falcons at four, and I got Eagles top of the wild card, Lions and Saints.
Saints is wild to me.
Yeah, bouncing off that, I got. So this is what's crazy. I have the Eagles not winning the division, but I do think they're going to have a better playoff run. And I think they're going to get to the Super Bowl and play the Texans. We'll have a much easier, not easier run, but they'll be actually a top team in their conference. So they're actually more expected to be there. And it's going to be an exciting matchup, I think.
All right, I do think the Eagles will get better as the season progresses.
No. For sure, that's my Super Bowl matchups, Texans and Eagles.
Interesting. I'll say, who you got winning that?
I gotta see during the season. It's tough to call, but I think the Texans are gonna take it.
I like it. I love it. We're both big on the Texans. So my playoff seeding in the AFC is Bengals at number one, Chiefs at number two, Bills at three, Texans at four, Browns at five, Jets at six, Ravens at seven, and then the NFC, we got Packers at one, Falcons at two, Rams at three, Eagles at four, 49ers at five, Lions at six, and Cowboys at seven. And then for my Super Bowl matchup, after the conference championship, I had Cincinnati beating the Texans and Green Bay beating the Rams. So I almost had the Texans in there. Bengals and Texans, I was very torn on. And then my Super Bowl, I have the Bengals taking on the Packers. And I got the Bengals taking that matchup. Again, I'm huge on the Packers, huge on Jordan Love. The Packers have done quarterback right for, what has it been, 40, 50 years now with Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love.
That's true.
It's honestly annoying, but you can't hate on them. I think Jordan Love takes another step forward this year. So, but I do think with the healthy Joe Burrow, the Bengals are going to be amazing. So, and I think Burrow finally gets his ring. So, I got the Bengals taking it this year over the Packers.
That's a nice one. That would be a really fun Super Bowl.
Yeah. So now we'll go to our award predictions. Who you got at MVP?
MVP, I got the man himself, CJ Stroud. I think if they're going to be the first seed Super Bowl team, he's got to be the guy. I would say he's easily right now the most valuable player to their team. Just because of how bad the Texans were before him. And it's not even that they were like complete trash. Like they, when they had Watson, they were okay. They were pretty good. Even when they had Mills, I mean, they were kind of mid. But just to see them transformed into like this, just phenomenon. This like, oh my god, the Texans are back. Like they have the hype now. Yes, Stroud is just, you know, the sole reason.
Yeah, I've got I think Stroud is a top five quarterback, and I think it's going to be between him and Burrow as the third best quarterback in the league after this next season. So I got Stroud taking MVP too. I'm a huge fan of his, actually. Shout out DHgate, just got his jersey. I'm a huge fan of his. He's going to be a top three or four quarterback for the next 10, 15 years. And the Texans are going to be, because of that, and they're going to win at least one Super Bowl in that span. So I don't think they're time this year, but you know, CJ Stroud is him. So I got him winning the MVP too. And then we'll jump to my offensive player of the year, who I think is going to be Tyreek Hill. I'm not a fan of the Dolphins themselves this year. I think they missed the playoffs slightly, but Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill. He wanted to hit 2,000 yards last year. I think he hits it, and he didn't because, you know, he had injuries slow him down at the end of last year, but he still ended up with 1,800 yards. He was on pace to hit it after, like, the first 10 weeks of the season or something like that. I think he hits that 2,000 yards this year, and I think he wins the Offensive Player of the Year.
Well, that's based. I like Tyreek, but I'm going to go a little wild out here and say A.J. Brown. I think, like you said, the Eagles will get better as the year progresses, and I think A.J. Brown's going to be huge for them. I like Devontae. I really like Devontae, but he's not the main guy. And I think A.J. Brown's going to show. He's going to have another solid season, show why he's the piece that they were always looking for. And, yeah.
You know, that's an interesting, because he's one of the best receivers in the league. But I think you're the only person who I've heard say A.J. Brown is, you know, your offensive player of the year prediction. It's a hot take, but I think it's a good hot take.
He's great. It's like if I think the Eagles are going to make it to a Super Bowl, whether we like it or not, I think the postseason does add to the regular season awards. So I think it's going to be kind of like, what's it called? Just like a hindsight thing where once we get to that point, everyone's like, oh, well, A.J. Brown did contribute so much to this team that he's like become like a new front runner. That's, you know, maybe not, like it might not turn out that way, but yeah.
Interesting. That's a good hot take. My defensive player of the year, I'm going to go ahead and you want to go and say yours first?
I think Nick Bosa, he's going to have the year that he's always been looking for. And I think he's just due for a nasty season.
Yeah, he's I feel like he took a little bit of a step back last year. Not a step back in the fact that he's not going to be what he was before that, but he wasn't as good last year. But I agree that he turns it up this year and gets back to being probably a top five edge rusher. So, it's a good prediction there. I've got although I think their team will be the worst in the league this year, I got Max Crosby taking it home. I think he's going to be the one bright spot on that team besides Devonta Adams, but I honestly think he'll get traded some point in the season. I think Max Crosby hits more than 20 sacks. I think he's going to be special this year. I think he solidifies himself into that tier one of edge rushers with Parsons, Watt, and Garrett this year. I think he's going to have a very special season and be the one like true building block for the Raiders moving forward.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
We'll go to our rookies now. Off of the rookie of the year, I got Marvin Harrison winning it. You got some candidates. You got other guys like Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, but Marvin Harrison, I just can't ignore the fact that he is, in my opinion, the best receiver prospect since Calvin Johnson, and he's got a good quarterback throwing to him, so I got him winning it.
Yep, I like that. I am in complete agreement. I think he's going to revive the Cardinals, so I think he's easily going to be the most impactful rookie. I don't think Caleb Williams will be able to do as much for his team, obviously because he's in a tougher position as a quarterback. So I think just Marvin Harrison Jr. has it a little easier.
Yeah, exactly. Neighbors might get like 15 targets a game, but that's 15 Daniel Jones targets a game. So we'll see we'll see how that actually, you know, works out for him. I think Marvin Harrison has a better season. And then for defensive rookie of the year, I got Latu Latu winning it. I think he was the best defensive player in the draft. I had him as a top, I think, 8 player in the draft. I think he's going to be special right off the bat for the Colts. Fills in a huge need for him, too. So I got him winning defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, I agree with that one, too. I think specifically because the Colts have, like you said, been looking for that piece. So once he fills it, it's going to really be like, oh, okay, like, this is what they're like again. Oh, you know, they finally have this kind of like star power back at this position. So I think it's going to be very noticeable. And then if he has those good games, like against the CJ Stroud, it's going to only add to it. That division is going to be kind of tough. So, yeah.
And then Coach of the Year, I've got my boy over in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur, winning it. You know, I think the Packers will be tied for the best division in the league. I think they take even a step up this year. Jordan Love takes a step up, and I think Matt LaFleur should get some credit for that. So I got him winning Coach of the Year.
I like that pick too, honestly. I think the Packers have the most, I don't know, I feel like they have the most potential out of my top teams. I feel like that we've all seen these kind of teams, like Cowboys, Niners, Chiefs, Ravens. Like, we've all seen these teams before, but I think the Packers kind of bring a unique kind of energy. And I think it's Matt LaFleur's year to take it, but I wouldn't be surprised if Jim Harbaugh swoops in with a like solid season. I mean,
interesting. Yeah, if they squeak in the playoffs, yeah, that's definitely a realistic pick.
They give Mahomes a hard time in that division. Just even a little bit of stress, I think Harbaugh's got to be in consideration.
Yeah, understandable. That'd be crazy if he escapes all of Michigan. Then the Michigan
scandals
go to the NFL and the wins Coach of the Year. That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, he kind of did. He got let off into the sunset.
I think we know the real reason he went to the NFL. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
And then just a tidbit, I think Kirk Cousins will win Comeback Player of the Year.
That's a nice one. That's actually a good hot take, to be honest. Everybody has Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't think Rodgers wins it. I just don't think. I think he'll be a little bit above average, but I think Kirk is going to be top 10 again, and coming off an Achilles tear. So yeah, I got Kirk winning it, and then I got AR-15 as my runner up. So
nice.
Let's go ahead and real quickly give our prediction for the first game of the season, Thursday Night Football, Chiefs versus Ravens. I'm hyped for it. I gotta give it to Mahomes, man. Mahomes and the Chiefs are gonna take it. Again, I think the Ravens are gonna be a little bit of a step down from their war last year. And the Chiefs are the Chiefs. So I gotta take it taking it week one.
Agreed. I think it's actually going to be not even close. People think it's going to be a competitive game, but I think the Ravens, like you said, they're going to come out looking pretty paltry. And I don't really like Derrick Henry all that much. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think that pickup is cool, but
he's still good, but like, he's not going to get the same production he did in Tennessee because he's not going to be the passing down back. He wasn't last year either, but Justice Hill is going to get all the passing down work. Lamar is going to take away some carries from him, and he's 30 years old. I get he's Derrick Henry and everything, but he has slowed down the past couple years, and I think he slows down a little bit more this year too. He's still going to be a good running back, but he's not going to be, you know, even a top 10 running back for them, I don't think. Maybe like bottom top of the top 10, but he's not going to be an elite running back, I don't think.
Or fringe top 10, like 11, 12. Like
yeah.
I think it's going to be probably like 34 to like 20.
Yeah, I could see that too. I think it'll be like a touchdown game, like 30-23 or something like that. But I could also see a two-score game too. I think Chiefs take it pretty handily. It's going to be an exciting game. I mean, it's the first game of the season, so it's going to be exciting no matter what. But I think Chiefs are going to take it pretty handily.
Yep. I think we're in tune for a great season.
I agree.
Thank you guys for listening.
I'm excited
for it. This was the first episode of our Pass Interference podcast that we had to redo. And we're still waiting for Mark. He's missed two episodes now, technically, but he'll be here.
Better get in here, buddy.
And Seth, you want to sign us off?
Yeah, I got you, bro. So we'll see y'all for the next episode. Next episode should come out on Saturday. We'll be doing the rest of our week one predictions for all the Sunday games and our Monday night football game, and then our reaction to the Thursday night football game. So we'll see y'all next time. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Peace.